Hello, and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar Podcast, episode 23. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. In this episode, I'm going to talk about what's been changing for guitar teachers and what you need to do to succeed in 2015. Now, some of this may be hard to listen to, as many of the changes make our jobs harder from a business point of view. I'll continue by talking about how you can plan ahead and deal with these changes, as well as what I recommend spending your time on this year to gain more students. If your goal this year is to attract more students, this might be the most important episode you hear. So let's start out by talking about what's been changing. We hear all the time that technology is constantly changing, but what we don't normally hear is that behavior is also changing due to the technology changes. Some industries have found this out the hard way, and others are only just starting to notice the changes. As an example, it should be pretty obvious how the printing industry has been affected by technology changes. Newspapers, magazines, and book publishers have all been struggling with how to deal with the change in people's behavior as people shift towards digital mediums. Bookstores have been shutting down, newspapers closing, you know the story. It's pretty clear how technology would affect an industry like the printing industry. But what about how technology affects us as guitar teachers? Technology has been changing our industry, and while some changes are obvious to everybody, other ways aren't apparent until you look deeper. The obvious change is that many people now look on YouTube to learn guitar instead of looking for an actual guitar teacher. Looking for a local teacher used to be the main option to consider. Today, guitar teachers are only one minor option. A person wanting to learn guitar today or improve their skills can simply load up YouTube and look through the thousands of lesson videos instantly available. Now, there's a couple potential problems here already. First, you may be thinking to yourself that a YouTube video cannot give the student good quality lessons like you can. While it's definitely true that you can give better quality lessons when compared to a YouTube video, that way of thinking completely misses the point. The point is that students are turning to YouTube instead of in-person lessons because of convenience and because it's free. That's the real reason why guitar teachers today are finding that it's becoming harder to attract new students. It's because YouTube gives students a better offer from the student's point of view. It's a better offer because the student can load up the video at any time on any subject and learn whatever they want. I regularly survey guitar students from around the world online, and this is what they tell me. The top reason why many people learning guitar don't look for an in-person guitar teacher is that it's far more convenient to learn on their own supported by YouTube videos or other guitar lesson websites. Now, you may also feel that students generally know that lessons with a real guitar teacher are far more effective. But the reality is they don't see it that way. They feel YouTube videos are just as effective, so after they watch a few videos, they don't consider finding a local guitar teacher anymore. While that sounds pretty bad, it simply means that part of your job to promote your guitar lessons is to educate people as to why they might want to have those in-person lessons. That's something that guitar teachers haven't had to consider in the past, but it's something you definitely need to consider today. So while it might be hard to accept some of these points, it's really important that you do. You need to accept this as the reality of what is happening today so you can work out what to do about it. If you disagree with what I've been saying, it just makes your job harder because you won't be able to overcome these obstacles and create a compelling offer that will convince students to go to you. The reason the newspaper and media industry in general have been hit so hard is because they denied the problem for so long. Instead of learning how people's behavior was changing and changed their approach to match that, they denied the problem and stuck to what worked in the past. That's the main problem I see today. Guitar teachers sticking to what worked in the past without considering how behavior is changing today. Later on, we'll look at how to deal with these changes, so stick with me. So the obvious change in student behavior is that many of them now choose to learn on their own supported by YouTube videos instead of looking for a local teacher. You only need to check out how many views guitar lesson videos on YouTube receive to see this change. Let's look at one other change that isn't obvious at first but can have a larger impact on you. The change is that when a person does decide to look for a local guitar teacher, they now search online to find one. They don't look through their local newspaper to find out the classified ads, they don't check out the local community board for posters, and they definitely don't check their local business directory or yellow pages. They simply search in Google. This is a massive change in behavior, and it's the cause of most of the problems I see with guitar teachers struggling to find new students. So let's look at how this really affects you and your business. First, it means that the marketing methods that have worked well in the past, such as flyers, posters, and printed ads, aren't as effective today. Those methods don't reach an audience actively looking for a guitar teacher. What's the odds that a person actively looking for a guitar teacher will notice your poster, or that they'll coincidentally receive a flyer just in time? It's a pretty slim chance, unfortunately. What is far more likely is that as soon as the person decides to start learning guitar, they'll simply load up Google on their smartphone, tablet, or computer and see what they can find online. So your flyers, posters, or printed ads will already be too late. The question that's important to ask yourself at this point is what proportion of people do look online to find guitar teachers compared to looking offline. Some recent studies have found that 85% of people search online to find local businesses, and other studies have found up to 97% of people now use online methods to find local services. There's no study specifically on local tutors, but it's likely to be within that range. So if 85 to 97% of people are using online methods to find local services, it's a pretty clear sign that you need to be online too. So now the question becomes, how do you position yourself so people can find you online? The solution is to set up your own effective website and promote it so it displays in the search results for the right people. Having your own effective website is the best marketing strategy you can use today. The reason I emphasize to have an effective website is that simply having a website isn't anywhere near enough. If I'm being honest, most guitar teachers' websites are terrible, and it's nobody's fault. It takes time and effort to learn how to build an effective website, so it's completely understandable that most websites aren't set up properly. The result, unfortunately, of having an ineffective website is that it won't display in the search results at the right times and potential students won't see them. And I really don't want to sound negative, but it is true. Live and Teach Guitar runs a regular online workshop to help guitar teachers improve their websites. And at the start, we analyze every teacher's website. We score each teacher's website out of 100 potential points. Most teachers' websites score somewhere between 20 and 30 out of 100 in the beginning. Only a couple have ever scored over 50 at the start of the workshop. So the average guitar teacher's website only scores 20 to 30 out of 100. The benchmark we set for an effective website is a score over 80, which is still achievable. So when I say most guitar teachers' websites are terrible, it's unfortunately true. If you currently have your own website and you haven't gone through our workshop, the chances are your website has plenty of room for improvement. So why is it important to have an effective website? It's important because Google and the other search engines will only display websites in their search results if they see your website as relevant to the person's search and they see value in your website. A website with 4 or 5 pages with a bit of basic text just isn't good enough from Google's point of view. Our workshop takes 6 weeks to go through, and it's a lot of work to apply the strategies we explain, which should tell you what is really needed to build an effective website. But the end result of all of this effort is that eventually you end up with a website that shows up right when you need it to. Instead of wasting your time and money on printed ads, you should be spending time working on your website. That's the main message to take away from this so far. Printed ads and offline methods simply aren't as effective as they were in the past. If you're spending time and money on them, you're falling behind. If people are searching online to find guitar teachers, you also need to be online trying to grab their attention. While all of this might sound like a lot of hard work, the good news is that once your website is in a position where it shows up in the search results at the right times, you don't need to put much effort into your marketing in the future. Your website will continue to work 24/7 for you. That's the good aspect of these changes. The fact that your website can constantly work and try and attract new students for you is something that wasn't available in the past. So the main point I want to leave you with from this episode is that technology is changing, and as a result, people's behavior changes as well. This means that people wanting to learn guitar today and in the future will now look online to learn. Many people won't even consider looking for a guitar teacher, and the people who do decide to find a local guitar teacher will now search online to find one. This means you need to turn your marketing efforts online to match this change in behavior. This is the reason why so many teachers struggle to receive responses to their offline marketing efforts. people just aren't paying attention to those methods anymore. If you want to attract new students this year, here's what I recommend. Make your website your main marketing focus. If you're currently spending time working on other offline methods, put them on the back burner for now and turn your attention to your website. The reason I recommend focusing completely on your website is because that's where teachers I've worked with have achieved the best results recently. It's the same for myself as a guitar teacher. The reason my timetable is essentially full is thanks to my website. All of my inquiries from potential students come from my website because I've spent the time and effort needed to build it to a good position. If you don't currently have a website, I've included links to tutorials on how to set one up at liveteacherguitar.com/podcast/episode-23. You can see what your options are as well as step-by-step instructions on how to set one up. After you have your basic website set up, I highly recommend joining in our website referral machine workshop. It will walk you through your entire website and show you exactly what changes to make, what tools to use, and what strategies to apply to turn it into an effective marketing asset. The guitar teachers who have followed the advice in our workshop are already starting to see changes in their results, so it's an area that's definitely worth your time and effort. When guitar teachers today ask me what marketing method they should use to attract new students, the main reason why I recommend spending time building and improving your website is because it matches up with the behavior changes we're seeing. If potential students are looking online to find guitar teachers, then you want to be front and center with an effective website. To finish up this episode, if you want to improve your guitar teaching business in 2015, it's important to shift your attention online because that's where all your potential students are looking. There are other changes I'll discuss in future episodes, but for now, this is what you should focus on. If you have any questions about websites or technology changes and how it impacts you, feel free to contact me at liveteacherguitar.com/podcast/episode-23. I've included links to relevant resources, so check those out as a starting point to work on your website. I recommend today you set yourself a commitment and decide what you will do to work on your guitar teaching business. Work out what you want to achieve and start working towards it. Good luck in 2015, and if there are any topics you would like covered in future episodes, please let me know. Thanks, and I'll talk to you next time.